Lecture topic: what it really means to have love and respect for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'd, faqulullahu ta'ala fil kalam al-majid wal furqan al-hamid. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he had been sent in this world as a rahmat and a gift to the ummah. Rahmat and a gift to the ummah. That the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has given to mankind is Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he did not come in this world, we have not come in this world. This world have not come into existence. Adam alayhi salam even said to us, told this mother that, "Oh Adam, if you not created him, I have not created you too." So everything in this world is whatever we are experiencing, whatever we are having, the ni'mat that we experience in the world of it is through the tufail of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how important it is that so much we have to show respect to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. Not only that, from the time when you leave this world to the Buddha Qabr, there also is the tufail of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You got iman also. It's the iman that we got is through the tufail of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Hashar, Maidan, Hashar Day, in the Day of Qiyamah, everything is through Tufail Nabi Karim. So you find that we have been always been given all the best of the ni'mat of all kinds merely because of Tufail of Rasulullah. So how much we have to show that there's so much of rights that we have to fulfill, but we cannot fulfill the rights at all. We cannot fulfill the rights at all. But the three things which is very important which you have to follow. The most important thing, the azmat of Rasulullah. Azmat means one's respect. That there is no one more higher than Rasulullah in this world. Everything in this world, but there is no one more higher than Nabi Karim. So that you must have in the heart, there is no one greater. No one greater and higher. That much you must have now. Second is you must have love for Nabi Karim. The love for Nabi Karim, so what is the meaning of that? When you begin to love someone, you begin to love his actions also. When you say someone, "I love this person a lot," they say you love this person, or you say you love your sheikh too much. Then you want to see now whether you are imitating your sheikh or not. Do you make your life according to your sheikh or not? Our sheikh Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is because all the sheikhs follow Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we have to look at it that if we love Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, merely just to say with the tongue we love him is not everything. It's very easy to say, "I love Rasulullah." But when it comes to life, you love him and you made your life like him. When you walk, do you learn to walk like him or not? Do you talk to people, do you learn to talk like him or not? The clothing that you wear, do you like to wear like him or not? Because you say you claim Nabi concern, that means they don't have to say with the tongue. Your action will prove to you that your true love of Rasulullah, and you walk with humility. You do not walk with any kind of pride. If a person walk with pride, Nabi Karim did not walk with pride. Did you have the quality of Nabi Karim that you made salam to everyone? Nabi Karim made salam to everyone, afsu salam. Are you making salam to everyone or not? In other words, you love him in every way of it. Are you eating according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim or not? If the food fell down, did you pick it up and wash it and eat it or not? Or not eat, give it to someone else. In other words, every action of yours must prove that you are loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very of clothing must be according to the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they say, whatever you do, you must put your intention right. A person can wear a beautiful clothing, but not with any intention, but he wore the kurta, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm wearing because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam." A person when he puts an itar on, he can put an itar on merely because to show off. And another person puts itar merely because Allah loves itar. Allah loves that, you know, and Allah loves beautiful perfume. So you put that intention, you know, one is the day of Jummah. You wear that thing. Every day you put iftar to, no problem, as long as you think your intention, well, I'm doing for your love. No one else's love. Yes, if a person put love for their wife also, you put, that is also permissible. To draw her attention towards him. But the most important intention that one should always make, when you put iftar on to, is for the sake of Allah. So your clothing must be also according to sunnah. If it's according to sunnah, what you will do? You wear the right first. And when you come here, take the left first. Everything you want to do, how, what Allah be concerned, everything that you want to bring into your life. That is called true love. If you have love, if you ate, Nabi ate like this, then you say, no matter what happened, I want to eat like him. Love does not mean say with the tongue. Love is the actions. So that action that they had, that was supposed to have in love. The azmat amikar, we do not have in us. If we really have in us, then we will come to realize that we have so much of love for him, that we will not even commit one sin also. However, the azmat of people before us, look at them. When we go to Madinatul Munawwara, people going for Umrah all the time, it became like a big joke not to go to Umrah. Because the most important thing in Madinatul Munawwara is to respect that place or not. How much of respect? لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voice more than loud than Nabi Karim. The Sahabas were told that. One Sahabi should not come in front of Nabi Karim because one reason, my voice is too loud. I don't want to come in front of him. The fear of this, I will not raise my voice more than him. When we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we do like we come with the way we scream and talk and the rest of it. Where's the respect of Madinatul Munawwara? Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in Madinatul Munawwara, he stayed 3 days, went for Hajj. The 3 days he spent there, then he wanted to go away to Makkah. Was living. The people saw that he was a very great person. So they forced him to stay more longer. He stayed longer for another 3-4 days. And again, there was, when he started to leave, he said, no, please stay again. They allowed him, it came 11 days he stayed in Madinatul Munawwara. People forced him 11 days. After that, the people said, please stay. He said, no, I cannot stay. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, no. I said, 11 days here, I'm still in one wudu. One wudu for 11 days. Because I made sure that I could not go toilet anywhere, fearing this, but that the moment I pass water somewhere, it mustn't be the foot of Nabi Karim that went there. Now, you and I cannot do that. It was his karamat. But this will show you what respect they should have. The respect that they had and what we have respect for, what it is. No doubt about it. People are going today, it becomes like a fashion only. You know, because it's a holiday season now, let us go and make holiday. That what Nabi Karim told us to. 3 types of people come to Makkah and go to Makkah for Hajj also. One is a person who goes for business. Another person will go for visiting the place, to tour in the place. It's not for the purpose of what we're supposed to have today. And third one is a person who go to beg. So these 3 things you see, you'll know, you'll witness when you go to them. But what I'm trying to say to you, the azmat of Nabi Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi. The people are shocked. They said, what? We couldn't believe it, that one wudu for 11 days. That was karamat. Now you cannot listen to this talk and you let me do all the same thing too. You cannot do it. But just to show you, why don't you show respect of Madinah? Respect of Madinah should be also respect the people of Madinah. Respect the city of Madinah. Respect everyone in Madinah. Because end of the day, who are the visitors? Who are the neighbors of who? Rasulullah. Your neighbor. Whatever wrong they are doing, none of our business. We are not answerable for their wrongs. But we answer for showing disrespect to the place. So very important this, but that we not look at faults of Madinah. You came to look there, you're Madinah. If you are my very close friend, and you come to sit by me in my house, and day after you're so close to me, and you go out and talk bad about me, what will happen to me? He was like that, like this. Or his friends are like that. I feel hurt. Now those people of Madinah, they are there. Now they are there, they all are there. Now do not talk about people of Madinah, talk about Rasulullah. That he is happy to meet you, and you're happy to meet him. Even the food of Madinatul Munawwara, you should not make any fault about it too. One person, he said, the curd of my house is better than the curd of Madinah. He had to say that Rasulullah came in a dream and said, the curd of your house is better than mine, you leave the place and go. Just to show you that the love that you are supposed to have for Rasulullah in this place. You have to love the place for Madinah because Nabi Karim is there. You love the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Nabi sallallahu that is his house, that is his place, that is watan, that he was there all the time. You have to love that place to show the love. People walk and eat and walk and drink and all that, not one sunnah they can abide. Some people even go to that extent, my dear, but the right thing is that if as far as possible, when you Madinatul Munawwara or Makkah to any time, always stay in wudu. Does not mean when the wudu breaks, but try to stay in wudu. Read Durood Sharif, what have you went there for? So that was the true muhabbat of the people before us. They did not even raise their voice to. One sahabi did not even come from Nabi because his loud voice was loud. Not that he's speaking loud, it's naturally loud. For that fear he couldn't go in front. So if we have to create love of Rabbi in our hearts, then we come to know how Allah has become close to us too. Bring the love, alive in the sunnah of every Nabi in our lives. Our way of eating, our way of walking, dressing too. Our approach also must be someone look at this, this is the sunnah of Nabi Karim. Everything is your intention. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, his always desire is I'm going to die in Madinah tomorrow. His desire I'm going to die in Madinah. For that reason, he should not even go for Nafil Hajj too. Fearing this much. That it must not be that I die somewhere else. Then one day, you know, he made dua to him, saw Nabi Karim in the dream. He asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you know, my desire is to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. But this is the concern that, you know what, I don't know. And that's the reason why I don't go for Nafil Hajj also. Nafil Hajj. What is your decision on this? When will I die, in other words? He's asking him, when will I die? Now it's obvious that he asked Nabi on that question. And the Sahabas were there in a dream too. Others were dream too. And he's going forward and asking that question. When he asked that question, Nabi just made five like this. Five fingers like this. He put the five fingers like that, he said. Now, he did not know what's the meaning of that. It was 5 days or 5 minutes or 5 months or 5 years. He did not know what is the answer. At that time, Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi was the interpreter of dreams. A very great person. So what happened, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, look at the love that he had for Madinah to Munawwara, that he should walk bare feet, the whole in his bazaars, and everywhere bare feet. He's even feeling shy to wear the shoes. He said, if it's possible, I'll still upside down and walk, I cannot do. But because I'm forced to, I'm walking bare feet. Look at the love they had for them. Everything they had for Nabi, the love that we are supposed to have for Nabi Karim. We haven't got the slightest bit of muhabbat on Nabi. We only talk big. Look at the way we carry on, the way of life, how we carry on. And look at how they should carry on. So what happened is Ibn Sirin, Imam Malik sent his servant and told him, tell him this person, one person saw a dream, but do not take my name. So when told Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, that is a certain person has seen this dream and he wants an interpretation. He said, this is not a dream, not a small dream. Is someone very great has seen the dream. Who is that person? He said, that person cannot take his name. So you find out from him, then only I'll give the interpretation. Because no one can see the dream besides Imam Malik. He gave the answer, no one can see it. However, he went and told Imam Malik that he already know that you haven't seen the dream. But I could not say your name. Can I go and tell it to him? He said, yes, go and tell it to him. He told him that this is a person's dream. He says, Allah Ta'ala is, Nabi comes and told him that there's five things which no one has knowledge but Allah Ta'ala. Besides Allah, no one has knowledge of that five things. Inna Allah indu ilmu sa'ah. No one knows when Qiyamah takes place. Even Rasulullah does not know it too. No one knows when Qiyamah takes place. Inna Allah indu ilmu sa'ah. Wa yunazzilul ghayth. How much rain going to come? You can say, you know, the rain going to come, you know, the weather forecast will tell you rain coming, that matter. The rain coming, how much harm coming, how much of tufan taking place, how much this coming, how much floods taking place, how much damages taking place. No one knows besides Allah. Whether that rain is really barakat. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ In the womb of the stomach, the baby, you do not know. The doctors can say, you know what I mean, that you know, there's a baby coming out, a girl coming, boy coming, they give a little bit of knowledge to them.
Although sometimes they also make mistakes too. I know one case in a doctor, 100%, all the doctors say he's going to be a boy, he cannot be a girl. Allah Ta'ala shows his color. Just recently, not long ago, just recently too, that woman waiting for a girl, and boy came out, boy, girl came out. When Allah Ta'ala wants to show his colors, Allah Ta'ala show the colors. So just to show you, وَيَعْلُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, that what is in your stomach, and how long you live, whether you come out alive or not, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So that, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا, what is going to happen tomorrow? No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. No matter what you are, my dear friend, you do not know how to, whether you will be alive tomorrow too. Nothing of that sort. So Allah Ta'ala says, what happens tomorrow, I only have the knowledge of that. Today you can be very rich, tomorrow I can take it away too. Today you can be very, very healthy, tomorrow you can be sick too. So those things, and where you're going to die, you can have your grave here, you go die somewhere else. And when you're going to die, there's still those are conditions that Allah Ta'ala decides who you're going to die. So these five things, O Imam Malik, I do not know besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show you this much, that look how much of that respect he had for Madinatul Munawwarah. That you know he was fearing this much that if I go somewhere else, I'll miss the place of Medina to pass away. For that purpose also he did not perform a nafil hajj too. With that fear that I want to die. What muhabbat they had for them. Their muhabbat. So these are the love that we have. We are going in. You know, it's like this. Every moment I'm going for hajj. I'm going for umrah. Go. But is he happy to meet you? Did you ever think like that? And you come back, any difference in your life or not? Where you were so very good there, mashallah, you did not miss one namaz too. You made sure that you kept everyone happy, mashallah, I would say. But when you came back, what's the difference in your life? Do you become more closer to Allah Ta'ala or not? Do you become more closer to Rasulullah or not? If you not become closer to Rasulullah, then what benefit did you go for? Your appearance has changed already. Your clothing has changed already. Your way of life has changed already. So did you go for temporary? That's why you find many people when they're going for Umrah to when they're on a flight, they leave the forest to go for a nafil act. The forest namaz they don't need to. Ladies don't need namaz to. The men don't need namaz to. Let me tell you now, you're going with that intention, you go meet Nabi Karim, is he happy to meet you or not? You're going in front of him to make salam, is he prepared to accept your salam? If you do it, on the way you're not supposed to meet one namaz too. His first to read namaz on time. Inna salata kanta muna kitaba maquta. Allah says, Allah, verily we have made namaz first on his time. Now where is it that you find people doing this? So you are enjoying yourself, your desire. Forget your desire. Look at that moment the money is needed for where? To Palestine. But you are fulfilling your desire. Send the money to Palestine where the people need it there. They don't need it. They need a lot, my dear friend. They need a lot. Many a time, leave your nafil and do something like this. Allah Ta'ala will give more than nafil. Why they need of that place? People do not understand this thing here. They don't understand. They didn't understand. There was one person, you know. I don't like to exceed time, but there was a person. He was about to go to perform his nafil hajj. And he saw his neighbor, his wife saying, so nice aroma coming from the house, I want to eat that house food. So he went to the husband and told, look man, you know what, it's so nice aroma. Wife said, why don't you give us food like that from your house? He said, what? This food not halal for you. So what do you mean by that, not halal for you? 4 days we had no food. I had to go outside and look for a dead bird. I cut and go, I brought the dead bird and brought home to eat. It's halal for us, not halal for you. Because, Ya Allah, my own neighbor next to me, he is suffering, I'm not concerned about it. My money of Hajj is going to go to him. He gave the whole lot of money to him. The outcome of it was in Arafat. He was not even present there. When the time of Arafat, the Farista spoke to each other. Today, one person through his Hajj, Allah accepted everyone's Hajj. And who was that person? The same person did not perform Hajj. So do not keep yourself happy. See what is right to do. What is right to do. Your happiness is not important. His happiness is important. Sometimes through that one action, Allah Ta'ala gives you everything else. So we have to love the love of Nabi Karim. The love of Nabi Karim, not in our hearts. If love of Nabi Karim, you make sure that you do everything according to him. You will make sure the ladies are still dangerous, you know, when it comes to love of Nabi Karim. When a child gets sick, they reach a point, sickness has come from Allah, cure come from Allah. Sometimes the ladies go to that extent, that someone tell them, why don't you go to one temple? Or why don't you do some shirk act? So that moment you come to know whether you got true follow of Nabi Karim or not. At that time, will you do that or you leave it out? You say, Ya Allah, this is not me to do it. And then through that, if Allah Ta'ala gives shifa, I give shifa. Don't give shifa, Allah is never that. This will show you the true muhabbat is, you do not commit one shirk to. You do not commit one sin to. Every life, your whole life is a cornerstone of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, give us that muhabbat. Our muhabbat, nothing. Sahabas had muhabbat. They had muhabbat, they gave the life. Nabi Karim in battlefield, all the sahabas would back one, would surround him. The thing that shoot me, the not Masjid Rasulullah. The mother, the woman, her son is being killed in the battlefield. So they ask, your son is killed. He said, how is Rasulullah? She's not even concerned about her own son. That was the condition of sahabas. That's why Allah said, radiyallahu anhu wa radhu anhu. Allah loved them and they loved Allah Ta'ala. May dua to Allah Ta'ala. Little bit of muhabbat Allah must give us too. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.